Kathy is very generous with her time and sharing her knowledge. When I approached her about an interview for my podcast, Create, Share, Engage, she was right in from the start and already had a specific topic on hand: heuristics in portfolio practice, a current research interest of hers. With a team of academics at Florida State University, she developed a reflective framework that leads learners to greater insight by asking them a series of well-designed questions that explore the learner's experience in the past, present, and how it might influence their future, which she wrote about in 2023. This framework makes me wonder how it can be scaled up. Could it be overwhelming for some learners to see all the questions up front? Would they benefit from a more scaffolded approach? Should the questions not only be localized but also personalized? That's where I think artificial intelligence might be beneficial. Dr. Leticia Pretos-Cabanero from the Hasso-Plattner Institute of Design, the D-School at Stanford University, developed Riff, which is a chatbot that has a reflection framework built into its architecture and leads learners to greater insight based on their previous answers, referencing the learner's specific context. Instead of asking a generic question like, "What are you going to change the next time you attempt this scenario again?" it can ask, "What are you going to change the next time you prepare a lesson plan for your sixth grade class?" What if we could use Kathy's reflection framework in a reflection bot and craft how it responds to learners? Would learners benefit from the personalization that is scaffolded one response at a time? In the context of artificial intelligence, many new questions need to be asked that will influence portfolio practice for many years to come, in particular in the areas of transparency, data privacy, DEIBD, diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging, and decolonization, which the ABLE Digital Ethics Task Force and others are exploring. There is much to build on from Kathy's research, and I look forward to continuing to learn from her and our community.